Depending upon where you are in the world, this is Larry Kimpel, along with my lovely wife, Dr. Kim Kimpel, and welcome to Wellness Wednesdays. Hello there.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks.
No, good.
Pretty good. I could use a little peppermint right about now, but I'm good.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Me too.
But anyway, we're speaking once again about doTERRA essential oils and... our second oil, well, the first oil that we talked about last week was lavender, I believe.
Correct.
Yes. And we got great response about that. And this one we are now doing is?
Lemon.
Lemon essential oil. So anyway, when we say lemon essential oil, we're not talking about real lemon juice like the in the bottle that you would get.
Correct.
We're not talking about you squeezing a lemon and getting the juice out of the lemon.
Correct.
We're talking about something much deeper than that, aren't we?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Correct.
So I'm going to let you expand on what that exactly is.
Lemon. So first of all, I wanted to say or let our listeners know that if there is something that you have a health concern or you have a emotional concern, you have something that you're dealing with, we invite you to Facebook us or email us or give a shout out to us and let us know. You can even at the bottom of the show, you can send us a note as well. But if there's something going on that you would like us to talk about or you have a wellness issue, we are not medical doctors, of course. This also, as we mentioned at the end of the show last week, goes along with our relationships and how that all flows together. So we want to hear from you. We want to find out what your needs are, what you're looking to hear about. We made the decision to go through the 10 most popular oils. So these are just, as I wrote them down, not necessarily in alphabetical order or anything. But once we get through these 10 oils, then we will go back to the beginning of the alphabet with the oils that are in our repertoire and talk about them. Interestingly enough, this week, there is an online oil summit, and I've been listening to speakers from all walks of life. Doctors are on it. A midwifery was on it today. A doctor that specializes in emotions, a chiropractor. Essential oils are so popular now, but they've been around for years. But the opportunity out there for all of us to find alternatives to our health care and just our emotional care is amazing. And so I'm finding it interesting to listen to all the different perspectives about the oil. So when I just lemon oil, you know, when you think about lemons, of course, like Larry just said, you know, you think about real lemon juice, you know, especially for us women, if we were going to cook something, we're like, okay, it says real lemon. And it's quicker for me to get the real lemon juice than it is for me to squeeze a lemon or do the rinds or anything like that. And it's kind of tart and it's got an interesting scent to it. And it's yellow.
It's yellow. I just happen to have some right now.
You have some lemon with you. Yes.
It smells like...
It smells like lemon.
Definitely smells like lemon. And
right.
And it is... very potent.
Is it very potent?
Very potent.
Well, an interesting fact about lemons. One lemon tree can produce between 500 and 600 pounds of lemon in a year.
Wow.
And it takes 45 lemons to fill up a 15 milliliter bottle. So our bottles are 15. Yeah.
How many lemons?
45.
Wow.
45.
Wow.
To fill up that one bottle of lemon oil. And so I think we mentioned that there's about 200 drops in a bottle. And one of the first things that people think about, of course, about lemon is cooking with it. So, of course, you can cook with our oil. But it's also, it's very aromatic. And so infused lemon, it'll improve the scent and the mood in a room. You can rub it in the palms of your hands to invigorate your mind. It's not going to give you the same effect that peppermint would because it's not that potent. It's more of a sweet smell. Most of the citrusy oils are uplifting. So anytime you want to have that feeling of uplifting or you want your mood to improve, you want to use a lemon oil. Mm-hmm. And what a way, you know, I was thinking as I was reading about lemon oil today, diffusing it when kids and your husband or your wife are coming home from work to kind of uplift the mood. And as I was reading that, it's interesting. Someone wrote about what a couple of professionals said about lemon oil. So let me just read this to you because I thought this was really interesting. Oh, here it is. So real estate agents report that by diffusing lemon oil for 15 minutes before showing an open house, that viewers seem very relaxed and in asking questions. Hmm. Accountants report that when reviewing tax returns with clients in the conference room where lemon oil has been diffused, the clients were calmer and more receptive to suggestions on how to change their money management than before using diffuser.
Hmm.
So it's interesting that as we talk about the oils and as we go through this process, the different uses besides just the therapeutic use for it or whatever. So I want you to keep that in mind when you're thinking about different things that are going on. So lemon not only is good for all the things that I'm going to talk about, but trying to change a mood, which is really huge. But a lemon is a small evergreen tree. It grows from 9 to 19 feet tall with oval leaves, fragrant flowers, and green fruits turning to yellow. It fruits all year round, and each tree will yield as much as 1,500 lemons per year, which is where we get the 500 to 600 pounds of lemons.
Hmm.
It fruits all, yeah. So, and the lemon oil that doTERRA carries is sourced from Sicily, Italy. So therefore, you know, when you go into an Italian restaurant and you get lemon chicken, that was the first thing that came to my mind was lemon chicken. It's lemon chicken. It's not chicken that's colored yellow to make you think that you have lemon chicken. Mm. But you have lemon chicken. When you truly are, if you watch Rachel Ray on television or anything, and she's cooking with lemon, it's lemon. You know, it's very potent. And so thinking about 45 lemons it takes for us to get one bottle of lemon oil, it's pretty strong stuff. So,
and what's the dosage of the
for lemon?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just a couple of drops.
Mm-hmm.
1 to 2 drops.
Mm-hmm.
Of any of the oils.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're doing like lemon is also a great cleaning product. In fact, one of my counterparts, she put some lemon oil in a spray bottle, and she has stainless steel all in her kitchen, and she said it cleaned better than her $6 bottle of stainless steel cleaner.
Oh.
And it lasts longer because she just needs a few drops.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're going to fill a bottle to clean, I think I read somewhere it's like 10 to 20 drops you want to put in the bottle with water and some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, if you're just using lemon just in your diffuser, if you're going to use it for, we use it in our water every day. It's a natural diuretic. So 2 to 3 drops of lemon in your water in a glass container, not in plastic. You can use glass or stainless steel, but not plastic. It will help with weight loss. One of my clients, she uses lemon oil, and she does it on her face. So it's a cleansing as well as to your body. And she said, doesn't it look like I'm glowing? And, you know, she was right. She was. Her face was, it really was glowing. Sometimes I hate to use that word, but that's what it, yeah, it just kind of looked, it looked fresher. It looked brighter, brighter, after she did it. But, lemon oil, let me just give you some more about lemon oil. It's anti-cancer, antidepressant, antiseptic, antifungal, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, antiviral, astringent, mild diuretic, immune tonic, lymphatic, decongestant, pancreatic stimulant, invigorating, and refreshing. Lemon oil has been documented to be helpful with anxiety, blood pressure, clarity of thought, digestive problems, energy, gallstones, kidney stones, promoting new blood cell growth, lymphatic system cleansing, memory improvement, can lower blood pressure, assist in liver detox, and relief of muscle aches and pains. Cleansing and repair skin injuries, decreases intestinal parasites, sore throat, and sinus repair, pain relief of arthritis and rheumatism, water purification, removing gum from hair. Oh my goodness. For you that got little ones that are still in school and the kids are still chewing gum and they put it in their hair, it removes gum from hair.
I had some gum on my airplane seat the other day.
Yeah, I got that out in the laundry.
Thank you.
Removing wood from clothes, a wood stain from clothes and from wood, removes oil and grease spots. One of the other things that you can do with lemon oil is if you left your laundry, you know how, ladies, how we do the laundry. Well, if you're like me, I forget I'm doing laundry, walk away from it, and it sits for a couple of hours, and then it's got that wet smell. Just add a drop or two of lemon oil to it, and that smell goes away. Mm-hmm. Lemon oil can be used as an antihistamine. I thought this was really interesting. In France, physicians treat disorders such as diabetes, gonorrhea, high blood pressure, malaria, syphilis, tuberculosis, and typhoid with lemon oil. It fights the infection of bronchitis, coughs, a few drops in the mouth work quickly, and sore throats. It relieves the discomfort from colds, fever, and flu. It can also prevent asthma attacks. Rubbing on the throat and chest, inhaling calms the tightness of the chest and opens the capillaries so the lungs can process oxygen. Because lemon oil can kill bacteria and other germs in minutes, many European hospitals use it to sanitize hospital rooms and kill airborne disease. Wow. Airborne germs. Mm. Yeah, lemon oil enhances immunity by stimulating white blood cell production and improving the body's ability to combat infection. It can be helpful for chronic fatigue syndrome, sluggish system. Lemon oil encourages and eliminates the waste, reduces constipation, and eases arthritis. It tunes the heart, kidneys, livers, and pancreas. So there's a lot of uses for lemon. There was a spotlight in one of our magazines last month, about lemon oil. And so we'll take a snapshot of it and put it up on our Facebook page. But here are some everyday uses that's a lot. With all the oils, there's tons of information out there that you can get on them. But here's some common uses. We talked about diffusing it in the room, in a diffuser. Pour a couple of drops into the air vents and fill your house or your car in your vents. Mm-hmm. Internal, 1 to 2 drops in baked goods and beverages, your favorite entree. The difference, too, between an oil like this or lemon that you would get, as Larry called it, real lemon from the grocery store, is you only need 1 or 2 drops of this. Whereas if it says a cup of it, I wouldn't use a whole cup because it'll be overpowering. It's kind of like the oregano that we're going to talk about, but you just need a little bit. So you want to taste it before you go crazy. A couple of drops is probably enough. Mix a couple of drops with raw honey for immune boosting benefits. Add a couple of drops to warm water and honey to help soothe irritated throat and boost your immune system. One of the things that we have found as we've been using the oils and is really important is that we become more preventative. And I think I mentioned that last week. But even before the essential oils came into our life, if I felt like I was getting a cold or something, I tried to attack it. So I would say that if you feel a sore throat coming on and you've got lemon oil, put some it in some warm water with some honey. Don't wait until you've got full-blown strep throat, you know. Start using it early. Put a place a drop on your toothbrush and tongue for fresher breath and a cleaner mouth. In fact, one of the researchers I read said that it takes care of bad breath. Lemon will. Topically, rub a drop on your hands and after being in public places, as a public bathroom or before pushing a shopping cart. So those, you know, sometimes those little hand things that they put now, they have kind of a lemony smell to them. So you can do that yourself with just a little bit of lemon oil. Apply to cleanse specific areas on the skin. Massage 2 to 3 drops onto your skin to improve circulation. So if you've got a circulatory problem somewhere, your knee or your feet or your heart. Yeah. And other uses. We talked about it, removing gum, oil, and grease. Sap or crayon. Again, moms. You know those crayons. Combine with water
You still use crayon.
Combine with water in a spray bottle to clean surfaces. And use to clean silverware and baking dishes. So a lot of great uses for oil, for lemon oil. That you might be able to find in your home and that you might enjoy. And if you try it, I would love to hear some of the things that you try lemon oil for and what results you've seen. Like I said, we use it every day in our water. I drink it every day, especially before my workout. But and the interesting thing about putting any of the oils in a water bottle or your water is that it stays. So you can just add some more water to it. You don't necessarily have to add more lemon. And it's interesting because when I work out, where I work out, if I open it, they're like, what's that smell? You know, you can literally smell the lemon. They're like, it smells like lemon in there. So I would love to hear some of the things that you might, benefits that you might have. Let me see if I think I hit most of them that I wanted to tell you about. If you want to know how, part of the plant that lemon comes from is the rinds, of course. And the distillation method is cold press. And what that means is, unlike most essential oils, citrus go through an expression distillation process, often referred to as cold press. This method uses high mechanical pressure instead of heat to squeeze out the oil from the rind of the plant. So it's not that meaty part. It's the actual rind that we're using to get this the scent. But it's one of the most popular oils that we have. We keep lemon oil in the house. And now, you know, I didn't realize about the circulation and the mood enhancement. So I have not used it in that way, but I'm going to start trying it, especially in the evening as we're coming home and kind of settling down from things. So your mood tends to be different in the evening than when you wake up because you've gone through the stresses of the day. You've gone through, you know, oh, I didn't get everything done on my to-do list, or I wanted to get some more done, or whatever. But any of the citrus oils are really good for that. Larry starts his morning off with wild orange, so that's kind of an invigorating. But to smell, like I've just been, it's interesting because I've just been sitting here playing with the oil, and now everything smells like lemon. I mean, literally, I just was opening it and closing it, and I've got that scent now. And so as we think about again, the uses of the oils that we have and what's going in our lives, a natural mood enhancer, and just sniffing some lemon or having it diffusing in the home or in the area that you're working, can make a ton of difference. It's kind of like they say, I love that real estate agent one, but it's kind of like they say when people are looking at a house and you've got the scent of fresh cookies or candle that smells like cookies, people, you know, are interested in that. And so I would say try it and see how your family reacts to that. Because when when mama's happy and the mood is light in the house, everybody's happy. So that's my take on lemon this evening. Anything you'd like to add, Mr. Larry?
Yeah, the interesting thing that we had found was the news report about, I think we posted it on our Facebook page, incidentally, which is facebook.com, Kim and Larry dot Gift of the Earth, all together, Kim and Larry dot Gift of the Earth. The news
that's
report.
That's our website.
That's also the Facebook page.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes. No, that's okay.
That's why I don't know that stuff. Go ahead.
The news report where they said that the hospital, I think it's in Maryland.
Oh, yeah.
Is using the diffusers.
Right, right. Because it what they found was the nurses, not only the patients, but the nurses too, you know, especially in emergency rooms, if you're fed up, you know, I can't even imagine what they go through on a daily basis, but they tried it. They put a diffuser in with citrus oils.
Okay, it's Vanderbilt Hospital.
Vanderbilt Hospital. Mm-hmm. And they placed in there citrus oils. I'm not sure if it was just lemon, but the citrus oil in a diffuser in the emergency room. And the reports were that their moods had changed. The nurses, actually, there was less stress. They were happier, you know.
Yeah.
And that's, so when, you know, when I think about that, if I'm less stressed, the people that I'm working with or around are less stressed. It's just like that tax person, you know, your client comes in stressed about their taxes and you're relaxed because you've been you've been having that flow through the office, so you're already relaxed. They come in and it makes for a whole lot better conversation.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when our son Jordan was in the hospital when he was really young, he was asthmatic, and the nurses kept telling me, if you stay calm, he will stay calm. Mm-hmm. And I learned that really early on, that the calmer that I could be, I could keep him calm, as hyper as he was, but you don't want that nervousness feeling. So it kind of, again, it's that relationship. It's kind of that touching. It's kind of that being a part of the entire experience. And so you don't even necessarily have to touch the person with the oil on it. You just got to have it being diffused. So
it truly is the gift of the earth, because
absolutely,
you're grounding yourself with something that's from the earth.
Absolutely.
So it's the mind body, you know,
connection.
Mm-hmm. that we're experiencing with these oils.
Absolutely. I guess I'll never drive past a lemon tree and think of the lemon the same way again. Not that we're getting ours from here in Southern California or Florida. We're getting them from Sicily, but just how much potency there is, and how many lemons are actually coming from a tree.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is.
It's amazing. You know, you can keep this in your purse or pocket, and you know, when you're in the restaurant, you ask for lemon, and now you can just drop a drop of lemon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's true.
Well, again, we invite you to visit us on our Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/ Kim and A-N-D Larry dot Gift of the Earth, or our website is www. Can never say that.
Right.
Our website is www.kimandlarry.giftoftheearth.com.
And either place, you can leave us a message, send us a note, let us know what you think. If you have any questions, we'd love to try to help you. This has been given to us as a gift, and so we just want to share the gift with you.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to get any of the oils that we're talking about, we can send you a sample out. We'd be happy to do that to you. If you have a specific issue that you want to address, pop us an email, give us a phone call, because you can find all that information on our Facebook or website. And I'll be happy to, Larry or I will be happy to share some information with you more about that. But, you know, we just want to give you as much information as we possibly can, and as much knowledge as we have as we're gaining it. And try to get this into as many hands as we can. We, you know, we want families to have alternatives solutions when you think there's no hope. There is. When you think there is, you know, nothing else but a chemical or pill, there is. And there's a lot of things that you can try. And we want to share that with you. Our hope is that we can rebuild that family unit in all aspects, in their emotional health, in their physical health, and in their spiritual health. And so that's what it's all about.
That's your story, and you're
I'm sticking to it.
Okay. Well, all righty. Well, for Dr. Kim Kimpel, this is Larry Kimpel. Thank you so much, you guys, for listening and supporting. And once again, you can reach us via the web at kimandlarry.giftoftheearth.com or facebook.com/kimandlarry.giftoftheearth. So, good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Or good night.
Bye-bye.